Northern lapwings, Eurasian plovers that are fairly common in parts of Europe, have exploded onto the North American birding scene after the passage of megastorm Sandy. It began with the discovery of two northern lapwings in a field on Nantucket on the morning of October 30th. At almost the exact same time, a lone northern lapwing dropped out of the sky into the marsh behind First Encounter Beach in Eastham, bringing the number to three in about a half an hour, more than had been seen previously in Massachusetts' long enviable record of historical bird sightings. This was, and continues to be, an exciting event for birders not only in Massachusetts, but all over the country. As you are hearing this, there are northern lapwings being reported from a number of states. It seems another day, and another report of northern lapwings comes from near and far. There are at least four individuals in southeastern Massachusetts, a pair on Nantucket, and another couple of singles in Middleborough at the Cumberland Farms fields. A pair of northern lapwings was discovered at Montauk on the east end of Long Island, New York, about 100 miles as the lapwing flies from the pair on Nantucket. Both pairs have been seen on the same day and time at both places, so there are four different birds involved. If all recent reports, including those from Newfoundland, Maine, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts, represent different individuals, there are at least 10 northern lapwings from Newfoundland to New Jersey. This is an unprecedented incursion of this species to North America in modern times. Here is a brief summary of the setup that occurred, bringing with it northern lapwings from Europe. The wind had been blowing northeast for days, and there had been an easterly drift for quite a while, almost from the European mainland. With no experience of hurricanes this late in the season, and with other storms both out in the Atlantic and to the west, there was a strong easterly flow of air for a considerable period of time. Another hurricane was churning out in the mid-Atlantic while Sandy was paralleling the east coast, aiding and abetting the truly weird and unique weather pattern that created strong easterly winds, basically from France to New England. Could we end up getting some European vagrant species? Was a thought crossing several birders' minds as this storm continued churning south of us. With the fierce northeast component of these interacting storms pounding the coastline, we now know that the conditions were just right to deliver Massachusetts its first fall incursion of northern lapwings, ever. As you are hearing this, there are still more birders scouring ball fields, farm fields, agricultural fields, golf courses, marshes, and mudflats for the virtually unmistakable northern lapwing, a common European species, but one that rarely ventures across the Atlantic. There are likely more to be discovered. The prevailing wind direction during the fall is northwest, pushing birds from North America out to sea. Many North American species routinely show up in the British Isles, but the reverse rarely happens. Just as 199 out of 200 hurricanes curve away to the northeast, Sandy being a huge exception, the same is true of the wind direction, and certainly it played a major role in delivering all these northern lapwings, not only to the Cape and Islands, but over a wide swath of the northeastern U.S. and Canadian maritimes. When asked how this could happen, I can't help but say, birds have wings and they use them. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.